Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're diving headfirst into the world of docking stations, specifically the Razer USB 4 dock.
Ooh, exciting. A dock from the Razer? Gotta be gaming-centric, right?
Surprisingly, not entirely. While it does have a nifty feature for gamers, this dock is a powerhouse for anyone needing more ports. The Windows Central review calls it practically flawless.
Flawless? Lay it on me.
Okay, so it's USB 4, not Thunderbolt, but just as capable. And get this, cheaper. Like, significantly cheaper than comparable Thunderbolt docks, even Razer's own.
Hold up, cheaper and just as good? Is there a catch?
Well, no triple display support, which is a bummer for some. And, the reviewer griped about the lack of clear port labels. Minor stuff, really.
So 14 ports in total. That's a lot of connectivity. What kind of ports are we talking about?
You name it. USB-A, USB-C, one with 20-watt power delivery, HDMI 2.1, DisplayPort 1.4, Ethernet, SD and microSD card readers, even a dedicated port for 2.4 GHz wireless dongles to minimize interference. Genius.
A dedicated dongle port. Okay, Razer is thinking about gamers.
Right? And it's built like a tank. CNC aluminum chassis, sleek design. It's a looker.
But how does it perform? Can it handle the heat?
The reviewer threw everything at it. Multiple displays, peripherals, external drives, charging another device, and it didn't break a sweat. Apparently stays cool even under pressure. Impressive, right?
Super impressive. But wait, you said USB 4, not Thunderbolt. Isn't that a downgrade?
Actually, no. USB 4 is basically Thunderbolt without the Intel licensing, meaning it works with more devices, especially those with AMD or Qualcomm chips. Plus, it's compatible with most Thunderbolt accessories.
So it's like a secret handshake. Same capabilities, wider reach, lower price. I'm sold. Any other downsides?
Aside from the minor labeling issue and no triple displays, the only other complaint was that it's a fingerprint magnet. But come on, that's a Razer trademark at this point.
True. Style over practicality, I guess. So bottom line, is it worth the cash?
Absolutely. Especially at $230. The reviewer calls it the best value Thunderbolt dock without the Thunderbolt.
I gotta check this out. Thanks for the rundown. This has been another exciting episode of Nutty's Show. Until next time, folks.
Bye, everyone, and happy docking.
Bye-bye.